Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Hey, good morning. It is Party Line on a Thursday, a blustery Thursday. I should say the heat wave is coming. We're going to be at 41 today, and we'll take it. We've had our share of winter, so we're ready to get into some nice springtime weather, and it's coming, especially next week. So don't stray too far away. If you do, make sure you pick up a vehicle over there. Try that Tesla over there at Del Rio's. It'll be a fun experience to see how things are, how you like it, and see. And we appreciate our guests Justin and Tony for joining us, talking all things cars. But now we're gonna go from a car to Dar. I like how you like that. Kirsten. I want to make sure I get that right. Kirsten Walmsley joining us. And Kirsten is with the Thorntown Library and the Heritage Museum, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're also part of the Boone County Daughters of American Revolution.
I'm working with the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Okay, you work with the Daughters of American Revolution. Okay, all right.
I'm not completely in the DAR just yet.
Yeah.
I have a few more documents to supply, and then because I do have a couple of ancestors that served in the revolution.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So, well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kirsten. Why did you, are you a native Indiana Hoosier? Or?
I can't say I've been in Boone County my entire life because I've traveled a bit, but born and raised Boone County, traveled around a bit, found my way back after a few years as a journalist. So glad to have moved away from that, but obviously I'm still with my roots, or I wouldn't be comfortable being here today. So
sure. And then what got you involved in working with the library and the museum?
Well, funny enough, the library was my first job. When I was 16, that was my first job.
What school did you go?
14. I went to Western Boone.
Western Boone. Yes, so you're a star.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Star all the way, which is funny. My native given name, after I was born, I was given a native name. I have native ancestry, which is She Who Walks with the Stars.
Oh, well, there
so
you go.
So I always thought that was funny that I was a star in high school. So
and you walked among them.
I definitely did. Certainly in my time as a journalist as well. Yeah. I'm celebrities. So,
sure.
Yeah.
So was that your particular route, was working with the stars and celebrities in journalism?
Well,
or did you just
interview people? I was a general producer, so I just encountered anyone and everyone that, came in through the doors.
Well, anybody making news is probably going to be
some sort of a star in a way,
maybe an infamous star. So, okay, So you traveled around, you did, and then you came back. But this was your first job.
Yeah, the library was my first job. I started as a page, and I think I said 16. I was actually 14.
Wow.
So the minute I was old enough to work, I wanted to. Being at the library has always been a love of mine. It was my second home, the Thorntown Library specifically. I am very partial to our library there in Thorntown. And then did journalism for a while, and after I had kids, decided that journalism wasn't the route I wanted to keep going with my boys. And the library had an opportunity to serve the library and the museum, and I said, sign me up. That sounds like a great thing, because I'm still doing all of my investigations that I do, constantly sitting and researching and talking and telling stories, which really that's all being a journalist is about, is telling stories.
Right.
So I'm just telling historical stories.
and that's pretty much what you're doing at the library. You're all you're very focused on the history and telling the story of Boone County and the folks of Boone County and beyond. So and you're part of the Heritage Museum. Now you guys, I want to talk a little bit about and maybe spend some time on this big project that you guys, this is pretty cool.
This is a really awesome project that I'm excited to have been a part of creating. So the Heritage Museum is working with Discover Boone County, the Daughters of the American Revolution James Hill chapter, that's the chapter in Boone County, and the Boone County Extension Homemakers. We are all working together and laying a wreath at every identifiable stone for patriots who are buried here in Boone County. We have 20 that we've been able to confirm are buried across the county. Several of those have 1776 beautiful revolutionary stones that were laid by the county in the 1960s. Well, late, I think there was 80s in there and some 70s. So
when you say patriot, you're talking about these are folks from the Revolutionary War.
Yes,
these are not just any war. This is from the Revolutionary War.
From the Revolutionary War. Yes, we have 20 patriots who served in the Revolution buried in Boone County.
So how did they get this far out west?
Well, they all traveled in various ways. Several of them found their way through. They just kind of transplanted from the colonies over as the West was being expanded.
Yeah.
And several of them, of course, stopped in Kentucky first and then found their way in Boone County. Why Boone County? I don't know. 20 is a lot for Boone County.
That's what I was kind of getting to. You know, that a double-digit number for the Revolutionary War, when you know that when most of the battles, well, almost all of the battles happened on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And when you think about, and not necessarily the coast, but
in the
eastern part, the colonies, right? And to see that basically migrate this way, that's pretty interesting.
Well, and
what are some of the names? Do you know some of the?
Yes, actually. Well, James Hill.
James Hill.
I mentioned the chapter for Boone County. James Hill is one of them. We also have John Ferguson, who we honored recently, George Grimes, Abraham Utter, Francis Brown, Elias Plew, John Kiersey, William Gibson. I'm trying to flip through these quickly. I apologize.
No, you're fine. You got plenty of time, so don't worry
William
about it.
William Pauley.
We don't want to rush these guys. Hey, because, look, this is really pretty cool stuff and pretty important in the sense that these folks, because I always say that that fighting in the Revolutionary War had to be just an incredible sacrifice. Mm-hmm. They stood up. They decided, you know what? We're going to draw a line, and we drew the line, and it's death. What was it? Patrick Henry said, "Give me life, liberty, or death."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've got it in the wrong order, but give me basically, I'm willing to die for liberty's sake.
For liberty, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And several of these gentlemen, based on our research with the DAR and the unofficial Boone County historian Ralph Stark from back in the day, his research and the Daughters of the American Revolution's research, several of these gentlemen served with General Washington himself, wow, which is really neat. One man went on to serve with Andrew Jackson and the War of 1812. So it's really interesting to see their stories and how they wound up in Boone County, yeah, Indiana.
I know this is a question you may not be able to answer, and it's something I probably could just Google. You know, everybody just Google everything. How many soldiers were in the Revolutionary War?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But just knowing that 20 of them made their way this way.
I'm sure my Mr. Griggs history teacher, like sixth grade history teacher, is rolling in his grave right now. Sheridan, you don't know that? Oh my gosh, because he was quite the, he was very much direct with his teaching. But when you think about how these folks migrated to Boone County, they ended up in Boone County. What a tremendous honor to give them. So is there still family members that are around through the generations that are going to be able to be there at the reflaying?
Well, we've certainly been doing our best to make sure we invite the descendants that we've been able to find. Actually, our last ceremony last week, we did have two descendants of Elias Plew join us and laid the wreath on the stones that day. So that was wonderful to see those great-great-great-granddaughters show up and be there to honor their ancestor. So far, we've only had the two, so that's what we've had so far, but we're working to honor. We did have someone who's like, I don't live in the state anymore, but can I help be there? And so they're going to be there virtually to help us honor. So
you're going to do this. There's 20 different cemeteries, or is there 20 different people, and you're going to the different cemeteries?
20 different people. Let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 cemeteries that we are visiting. And then, so we've got our next one is March 11th. We will be visiting three different cemeteries in the Thorntown area. And we'll be honoring, of course, three different patriots then. And then all of this will lead up into June. So we have one ceremony every single month leading into June where we have two ceremonies. One will be at three different cemeteries and the other will be at the courthouse where we will honor those who we don't know where their graves are or their stones are missing. Because there are a number of people, we have records they were buried in the county, but no idea where they were.
Yeah.
A few we believe are underneath some county and state roads that were covered up, because we know that tends to happen when growth. So.
And sometimes, I'm amazed at so many times that I'm out and about, even in our county, and I ran into a little cemetery that was just on the hill or something. Yeah. I mean, that you don't even know that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here for 43 years,
Well, so. I've learned about a couple of cemeteries that I drove by every day and didn't really know anything.
Yeah.
There's a couple on 52, State Road 52, that...
There's
have
a small,
two patriots living, and each cemetery has a patriot that is buried in that cemetery, and I had no idea until I started working on this project.
I have passed those, and the one that sits up kind of on a little bit of a hill, it's so old. It's the one there by the gas, the Sagamore gas. Now, that's in Clinton County.
Of course, yeah.
But that little cemetery, I mean, you drive by it, and you think, because the tombstones are so old, I need to do some more research and find out a little bit more about that. But that's right outside of Colfax.
Yeah.
And then you go further south and you get into Thorndale. There's another one as you get into Boone County that's right there on 52 as well.
Yes, yeah.
And
there are
old tombstones.
Many. Yes.
Old tombstones. So so the Daughters of American Revolution, they're sponsoring this along with the Heritage Museum? Are you partnering in all of this?
So they're partnering. The project all started because I was trying to come up with ways that the Heritage Museum could honor the semi-quincentennial. Or semi-Q, if you can't say
semi-quincentennial.
We've just been calling it the semi-Q, America 250.
Well,
and
you younger generation, you like to shorten everything. You want to make it simple and easy.
Easy to say, yeah. So it all started because I was trying to find a way we could honor, and celebrate. And the first thing that I came up with was cleaning some of those 1776 stones. Because most of them have not been cleaned since they were put up.
Yeah.
And so we started doing that. And then Doug Weisheit, I apologize, Doug, if I'm mispronouncing your last name. He is part of the State Festivals Association and Discover Boone County. He loved that DAR and I had partnered to go out and start cleaning those stones and said, let's take this further. Let's go out and put wreaths on these stones and share those people's stories as we go out. And so we DAR got in and then Discover Boone County got in and we just all started working together to be able to make this happen.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It's a wonderful group
Maybe
effort.
Maybe you need to work with Clinton County and do a regional thing and get get the folks at the library or DAR. I mean, I'm with the chamber. I mean, I'd be glad to jump in. I don't, you know, we haven't done that, but we've been involved in other projects like that. Not like that, but other projects celebrating history. And I think that this is so important because it is. It reminds us, especially with the semi-sesquicentennial, the SQ.
Semi-Q,
oh, semi-Q. Yes. See, I go SQ. Just go SQ.
Yeah, that would be easy, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then some people say, why are you squaring that? You know. But the thing that I believe is so important about this is that it's not only honoring the history and honoring that person and the family and that life, but you're also teaching history.
Absolutely.
You're bringing the next generation into understanding of what it cost.
Right. And that's one of the things that we've been really excited about. Our last ceremony, we did have a family with some homeschool children join us. And Doug, of course, dresses up in Revolutionary Patriot garb. So, you know, he's kind of her little celebrity at these. And like, we're not only just laying those wreaths, we are telling these patriot stories. So we're telling every piece of biography we've been able to learn.
Let's pick a story. What's your favorite story out of that?
My favorite has to be Henry Johns Sr. And the reason Henry Johns is my favorite is because he seemed to be... some historians have said he's rivaling George Washington to be the father of the country.
Wow.
And when I get to
he's got the right name, Henry John.
Was it Henry Johns? Oh, it wasn't Henry Johns. Not Henry Johns. It was, here we go. Where did they? I misread the Henry Johns.
No worries. We'll get it. We want to make sure that we.
I know my favorite's in here somewhere.
We want to make sure we get the right name.
Yes.
Especially if this guy was going to rival George Washington.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
As we get ready for the Washington birthday is coming up.
Yes,
you know?
It was William Pauley.
Okay.
And so after I read his story, and I'll sum it up a little bit.
How do you pronounce his last name?
P-A-U-L-E-Y.
Okay, just like it sounds.
Yes.
Okay.
So he was born in Virginia. And there's some argument on whether he was born in March or April, but he was born in 1762, and he served in the Virginia militia, and he saw several battles with the South Carolina regiment as well. And the reason he's claimed to be a rival to George Washington is because when they had his ceremony to put his monument up in Bethel Hill Cemetery in 1899. This is 1899, okay?
And now, where's Bethel Hill?
Bethel Hill is on 52.
Okay.
So that is on US 52 just before you get to State Road 65, right before Lebanon.
Okay.
And so when they did his monument unveiling in 1899, he had 13 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, 17 great-great-grandchildren, and one great-great-great-grandchild all at that monument. So that man had a number of children that led to all of those great-great-grandchildren.
Wow.
That is a lot of kids.
What was his lifespan? He was born in 1762.
1762, and he died in 1838.
So he survived the war.
Yes. He moved to Boone County in 1833, and he was a blacksmith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of those guys, that's kind of the you know, either farming, blacksmithing, more than likely got involved in some type of trading or whatever
Absolutely.
The case may be.
But
wow. That is, and his name is William Pauley. And you can see you can see his gravestone at Bethel Hill on US 52, right before you get to Lebanon.
Yes, and we will actually be out there laying that wreath on his gravestone on March 11th at noon. We are still working on some logistics for our March 11th date, being that that stone is on 52. William Gibson's stone is also along 52. So we are making sure that we are not going to impede traffic.
Yeah.
And so we're working on getting some sort of an escort to make sure that nobody is, you know, nothing happens while we're there at the cemetery. So
what is the... So what was the reasoning, the William, he said he was rivaling George Washington.
The
was
number of grandchildren.
The number of grandchildren.
Which means the number of children was that just, he was just popping them out. Well, but of course, you know, in that time period,
well,
that's what we were doing.
He had a wife to help him with that. Yeah.
Of course. Oh, yeah. He wasn't alone in
so
that.
So did it show the rest, talk about the rest of his, like his wife or anything like that?
Yeah, they had 13 children.
13 children.
13 children.
That's a football team and two subs.
Yeah, they had quite a number of children, for sure.
Well, that and to your point, I mean, that's what, you know, that was what was happening, and you know, they were trying to multiply and build a country.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
And they came to Boone County. What year does it, you know, when he came to Boone County?
1833. Okay. So a lot of the Patriots came to Boone County around the 1830s. Which is not long after the county was founded, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Of course, they had to push all the Indians out first.
Yeah. Well, Clinton County was formed in 1830. I think Boone County was right around
the same time.
1831, somewhere right in that time too. So, of course, you know, that not only did he have to fight in the Revolutionary War, but they dealt with the, you know, the Indians as they pushed further west.
Yeah. So. Which. Going back to our point earlier about why Boone County, Indiana, from the colonies, a lot of folks don't realize that Indiana was the site of a very key battle during the Revolution. George Rogers Clark was trying to secure all of the British Indian forts that were here in Indiana after the French and Indian War.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for that, then things could have turned very different. George Rogers Clark secured the fort at Vincennes.
Yeah. Well, they had the Battle of Tippecanoe.
Fort Sackville, actually.
Yep. Okay.
So Fort Sackville and Vincennes, and with that, he got the French to join their side.
But the Battle of Tippecanoe was very, it was pretty
important. The Battle of Tippecanoe was part of that, too. Yeah.
I think that when I think about all of that, it just seemed like that early, that generation, those people during that time, all they did was fight. They had to fight for everything.
They
were battling almost every day. They're coming from an oppressive country that they were trying to have freedom and liberty from, but then yet they were also fighting as they're over here because they're battling against Indian. And then all the odds with disease and the weather, and it's just amazing that they could even live that long. To me.
Well, and I find it amazing seeing the different interactions between different settlers interacting with the Indians. You know, the French had a very different interaction with them than those British settlers then, and therefore the Patriot settlers also had their own different interactions.
Right.
And I think it also depended on where you were in the United States at that time.
Sure.
On how you were battling. Because the French were relatively neutral with the Indians. So.
They're always neutral.
Well, of course. we got to love France, right?
Laissez-faire. Laissez-faire. Kirsten, you get pretty energized about this.
Yes.
It's really exciting.
Yes.
What makes you get so excited about all this? What is really, you know, something that, is it the history? Is it just the, the genealogy? What is it that really kind of turned you on about
all
this?
I think it's a mix of both. I love discovering people's stories and sharing their stories because it really gives you an idea of how we got from one point in time to where we are today.
Yeah.
Those stories created who you are. Your story, every step you've taken makes who you are. So your story is important, even if, you know, you don't have a main name, nobody knows who you are, your story is still important.
Yeah.
And so to me, finding all of these men's stories, it's important we can share who they are because they helped shape those first days of our community.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
So they are our culture. They are who we are today because of what they did and how they lived in the 1800s.
That's right. And it's great that you have organizations that are willing to celebrate that and
absolutely.
And continue to do it. How do folks get involved? How would you know? There's some contact information, and how if somebody wants to just learn more about where they could go to be a part of a wreath laying.
Yeah. So most of this information you can find online. So Discover Boone County, their website has all of the information about the ceremonies. And we have a nice little map that shows you all of the cemeteries that these graves are at. So if you can't make it on the event because the days, all of the ceremonies are at noon. So say you have to work, but you really want to go out there. You can absolutely do that. We do have these wonderful little booklets that we have spread across the county that have the history written down in them.
Is there any way I can get one of those?
Absolutely.
That'll
I can.
Be awesome.
This is my copy, but I'll leave it with you tonight.
Okay.
So we
Thank
have
you.
A few of these across the county, and I would love to be able to, anyone who can't make it to Boone County or Thorntown to get one, but wants it, I would be glad to get a copy and mail it.
Okay.
If you reach out to me. My email is K Wamsley, so that's KWAMSLEY @ ThorntownPL.org. Or, of course, you could just message us on the Thorntown Heritage Museum or Thorntown Public Library's Facebook pages if you can't remember that because you might be driving in your car right now.
Yeah.
And I'd be glad to get that to you. We want to get this booklet in as many hands as possible. That's why we put it together. We've got one going out to the state library so that we can have that resource so people can hear these stories.
Sure. They're awesome stories.
Yes.
And it's amazing that you're willing, as a young lady, stepping up and doing that. And your journalists, I think, juices get flowing a
Absolutely.
Little bit on that. So, but it's discoverboonecounty.com. Or if you want to have a email, if you want to send Kirsten an email, you can go KWAMSLEY @ ThorntownPL.org.
Yes.
And that is your email, direct email.
That is my direct email.
I'm going to say it one more time because I know I've had some people say, you always go so fast. I'm going to go KWAMSLEY, KWAMSLEY @ ThorntownPL.org. And you can replay that later today, and you can get it if I went too fast for you that time. But that's great. Well, Kirsten, you're doing the Lord's work. Appreciate that. Thank you for what you do.
No, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm just telling stories, and I'm loving every minute of it.
But I think, God honors those. God appreciates those stories. God, it's life.
Yeah.
You know,
Absolutely.
And we should celebrate life. We should celebrate people's lives.
Yes. Yep. A quote from my favorite television show, Doctor Who, we're all just stories in the end, so make it a good one.
Could not agree with you more or Doctor Who more.
Gotta love that.
Amen.
That just shows I'm an old soul at heart,
you are
right?
An old soul. My goodness. I mean, you're such a young lady, but you've got the old soul. So, well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I hope and pray that people can get involved. I am definitely going to go see Mr. Pauley's tombstone. Now that I know where it's at, and that's Bethel Hill. It's called Bethel Hill.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And these lovely booklets have the addresses as well.
Great.
So that helps as well.
I'll take that with me so I can know that. But that's so, folks. If you want to, maybe you're retired. Maybe you're a teacher listening, and you're wanting to say this would be a great school class trip.
Absolutely.
Just getting the kids in a short bus and just driving them out and seeing some of these and letting people, sometimes just being able to walk through those old cemeteries anyway.
You learn so much just by looking at stones.
Yeah, absolutely.
You learn the wildest histories.
And some of the epitaphs are pretty wild, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Pretty wild as well. All right, we got to roll. Thank you so much, Kirsten. Appreciate
it. Of course,
thank you. Have a great day. Thank you. Kirsten Wamsley joining us today. We also want to thank Justin Fisher, Tony Del Real for a great show today. We talked cars, we talked history, and we appreciate you being with us as well. Next week, I'm going to be out for a little bit, so I won't be back next week, but the following week, we'll be back, good Lord willing. And we pray that you have a great rest of your week and weekend coming up. Again, we got a lot of basketball this weekend, so get out there and root for your favorite team. And always be safe and stay courageous. We'll talk to you soon.